listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
San Luis Obispo, California. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous spring morning. Spring it is, spring it is, spring has sprung.
When did spring originally become spring?
I think it was a week ago.
Week?
Yeah, okay. It was about 10 days ago.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's great because the smell of spring is in the air. You know, the flowers are blooming, the birds are chirping, everything is green, the grass is growing, it's fresh air.
Fantastic. I think I need to clean up the barbecue. And isn't it spring cleaning? Don't you start doing that right now? And I know on the Today Show, they were talking about planting stuff. So what, people don't really do their cleaning until spring? They don't start planting things until April either?
Well, a lot of places in the East, you know, yep. It's cold. You can't plant anything throughout the year. Here you can. In Southern California, we can plant stuff year-round.
Yeah.
And we do. As a matter of fact, Stacy planted a bunch of stuff about a month and a half ago.
Do you use compost? Were you watching the Today Show today?
No. No, okay. We don't use compost. When you're talking about planting flowers for the compost? No.
Yeah.
We only use fresh... Home Depot
right.
bought dirt.
I don't get the whole compost thing.
Though. I don't get
going,
that either.
They were going into it today. But anyhow, beautiful day in the studio. It's been a couple weeks since we've been here, first day of spring, and it's a gorgeous one. Fantastic.
Well, it's not the first day of spring. It's been first week of spring.
First week of spring.
And again, gorgeous day. You know, over the weekend, I think we had like in the 80s here in L.A.
And I think it's supposed to be 80 today. I think it's supposed to be 87 tomorrow, then dropping off to the 60s on Friday. 20-degree drop in temperature. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is, but that's just how weather is here nowadays. You've got a beautiful day, then you got a lousy day. Beautiful day and a lousy day, so...
It's crazy, right? But before we start the show off like we usually do, Mark, with our happy birthdays, I want to just say that today's show is brought to you by SoapsByCheryl.com. That's Soaps by Cheryl with an S, SHERYL.com, where you'll find finely crafted, handmade, cold-processed soaps, body butters, lip balms, shaves, salves, creams, and more. From high-quality oils such as olive oil, coconut oil, palm oil, and castor oil. SoapsByCheryl.com.
Did you say castor oil?
No, I did not say castor oil. I said, coconut oil. Anyhow, there you go. SoapsByCheryl.com. Get to their website. Check out their product line. They have some fantastic products and great to be used.
Great. Real good.
So we'll start off like we do every Tuesday, Mark, with the birthday shout-outs. We got some interesting ones today. Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, so I think he's right around our age, so I'll say 54.
Very close, because he is right around our age, but he's 51.
Oh.
Had the pleasure of meeting him twice. Not
yeah, I know,
once,
you've
twice.
Said that over and over.
Over and over again. I met him once downtown, in the heart of downtown.
Where right downtown?
At the California Plaza building.
What was he doing down there?
I don't know. He was seeing his attorney.
Oh.
This is right after Chaplin came
I'm
out.
I'm surprised he didn't have an attorney in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, no kidding. But the second time, Mark, I saw him in Beverly Hills, and he was drifting around like it was on Beverly Drive. He was hoisting a few back.
Oh.
So he did have that problem. Both times, very, very friendly. Both times asked, who are you? You know, asked what my name was and what have you. But 51 today.
Well, good for him. I think a couple years back, he was the highest paid actor in Hollywood because of the Iron Man things.
Right. Isn't it something?
Yeah. And I guess I think they've got another one of these things coming out this year, don't they, with Marvel?
Yeah. He's with... hard to keep track.
I've given up on all these.
Yeah. It's not an Avenger movie. It's another one, though.
I am, though, looking forward to Wonder Woman now.
Yeah.
I denounced it at first, but now I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. We'll get back to those movies in just a moment. Happy birthday, Mark, to Daniel Lara. He's 15 today.
Who's that?
He's an Instagrammer.
Oh, an Instagrammer.
Yeah, he's an Instagrammer. Oh, how about Austin Mahoney? He's a singer.
Oh, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
What's he, like 16?
Yeah, he's 20. He used to be 16.
Oh, that's I remember
Whitney,
when he was 16.
Whitney liked him a lot. David Blaine, you know,
the artist,
illusionist.
The illusionist.
Yeah.
I think he's 39.
43. Lassa Roy. She's a model. I've never heard of her, but she's 44, which means she's been doing this for a while.
Lassa Roy. She's a model, you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never heard of her, though. But she's 44. I mean, she's been doing this for a while. How about Mousy Mouse? He's a YouTuber.
Huh.
He's 21.
Boy, didn't know there were still YouTubers out there.
Right?
Seems kind of
Frank Kaminsky, NBA star from the University of Wisconsin, second year in the league. He's 23.
Huh.
How about John Lasella, Mark?
Yeah, what about him?
He's 13.
Who's that?
He's a Foonie Mate star. I don't even know what that is.
Foonie Mate?
Foonie Mate.
No idea.
I don't... have any idea what that is. Yeah. And Anthony Perkins, if he was still alive today, how old do you think he'd be?
Oh, he'd have to be, I'd say, 130.
Anthony Perkins from Psycho.
Oh, Anthony Perkins. I was thinking about Marlon Perkins from Wild Kingdom. Anthony Perkins would be, this is an easy one, he'd be
maybe not so easy, Mark.
Yeah, 83.
Oh, very close, 84. Mm. He was 60 when he died.
60?
Yeah.
Oh, he had AIDS, I think.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
60, wow.
So he, you know, he died, I guess, in the early 80s, and, you know, he made his bones with Psycho in 60, so he wasn't around for too long with the acting career. But anyhow, happy birthday to everybody out there, Mark.
Well, he was around for probably around 30 years in acting. If he died around 86?
Yeah,
and so he started acting about 59.
Oh,
so,
it was 86. I'm not quite sure. Either way, happy birthday to everybody.
About 30 years.
Oh, Jamie Lynn Spears, too. Jamie Lynn Spears. Britney Spears' younger sister.
Oh, how old is she? Isn't she the one that almost died a couple months ago?
No, that was her daughter from an off-road on their property. She overturned in an RV. Anyhow, she's 25.
25?
Yeah. And her, it was her 10 or 9-year-old daughter. She had this one at like age 15 or 16.
Wow.
Anyhow, happy birthday to everybody. Happy birthday.
Boy, speaking about birthdays, did you see Raquel Welch this morning?
I did.
Boy, she looks magnificent.
Right, and she's like 77, isn't she?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah, she does.
It's amazing how some of these women...
But I wonder how she looks when she gets up in the morning.
Fantastic.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's obvious she's all pinched and tucked, and she's toned and everything. So the only thing that would be off whack in the morning would be her hair.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you saw that hair in that interview.
Yeah, it didn't even look real.
A lot of work went into that.
Or it could be a wig.
I think it's real, but a lot of work went into it. So wake it up in the morning, the hair would be need some work, but other than that, I think spectacular.
Play ball. Baseball, opening season yesterday.
How
actually, Sunday.
It's a
actually,
great
week. Actually, 3 days on Sunday. You know, it used to be opening day was on one day. Then about 10 years ago, they started one day earlier with a 5 p.m. ESPN game. Now they got three games on the day before.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that is weird. I was looking forward to the Sunday night game at 5 o'clock.
Come on.
And then I saw in the sports there were two other ones. The Yankees were playing and then the
yeah, I mean, before you know it, now then it's going to be five games and they're going to try to put a game on Saturday.
Yeah, well, you know it's just like the final two of the NCAA playoffs. They used to be at just small arenas at 16,000 or 20,000, and then a few years back they decided, well, we can fill up a stadium with 100,000 people.
Well,
so that's where you got these things.
The crazy thing is how it's always been the men's NCAA basketball tournament. That's the last game of the season, and the women's game used to be the day before, Sunday. That's how it's been forever, but about 5 years ago, the women thought, they're not getting any recognition, so they scooted their schedule around just a little bit, so their final game would be the day after the men's, which would be today. But 2 years ago, they changed it once again, which they should. No disrespect to the women's game, but for crying out loud, unless UConn is in the game, who just got blown out the other day, and not blown out, but they lost at the buzzer.
They lost by a point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So, I mean, nobody cares, not to mention... You get the best women out there playing these games, they still look sloppy and a mess. Again, no disrespect to you guys, to women, but I'm just being a straight shooter. And the best you got, if it's not UConn in the game, nobody's watching. Ratings are way down. And thank you, NCAA, for putting the men's final game the day after the women's, like it should be. The best should be saved for the last, not the women's. And they stink. No matter how good they are, they stink. That's why they get paid when they get to the WNBA, $60,000, no more than $100,000 tops.
Well, they are women.
Yeah,
you know,
but you know, if North Carolina was to play UConn yesterday, UConn would lose by at least 50, easy.
Easy. Well, it was a great day at Dodger Stadium yesterday to open up. It was a beautiful day. It was around the mid-60s, which is a little cooler than seasonally at this time of the year. But we had two legends throw out the first ceremonial pitch.
And boy, now, Tommy Lasorda looked like he was going to die when he threw that out.
You know, the funny thing is, I was in the...
He's 90.
Where was I? I was in the Camelback Ranch for the spring training about 3 weeks ago, and Tommy Lasorda was there, and they walked him out on the field, and he was actually still... He was in his uniform, and he was getting help to be walked out there because he's... kind of fragile because of his age, but he looked every bit of his 90.
Yep.
And then yesterday when he threw out the pitch, also with Wally Moon. I never heard of Wally Moon before. Wally Moon was on other teams. Then he came to L.A. in 58.
I think he was only in the Cardinals. I think he was on the Cardinals and the Dodgers.
Right. And then he came to L.A. in 58, and he was on the Dodger winning season in 59. But I had never heard of Wally Moon before.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
They had him out there, Mark, because he was still alive.
Yeah.
But I had to watch, on TV, four times in a row, Tommy Lasorda throwing out that pitch. I get it. He's 90-something. But Wally Moon did a pretty decent job, and he's...
I think they were both the same.
Yeah. Well, I watched it four times in a row.
Yeah, I thought they
Wally Moon is 87.
Hey, and it was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah, but Tommy Lasorda, and he looked like he was ready to die. Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah, again, well, you know, when you're 90,
yeah,
you know, not everybody's the same when they're in their late 80s and 90s.
And kudos for him being out there. But couldn't they have got somebody else? I mean, I'm sure he's probably done it numerous
you know,
times.
I thought that was odd that Vin Scully, I thought for sure it'd be Vin Scully. He wasn't even at the game.
Wow.
You know, I think that this...
They didn't do anything for him at all?
No.
Wow.
Nothing at all. I thought for sure that he would either have the ceremonial first pitch or he'd be there in the owner's box and they'd just say big thank you to him. Because, you know, one last time before he drifts off into complete retirement. Because next year it's not going to be the same throwing out the ceremonial pitch, even if he's around next year or if he's at the owner's box next year. This was the year I thought he should have been the one throwing out that pitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I guess he just wanted to
stay low.
Just like when Tim Duncan retired from San Antonio. He didn't go out with guns a-blazing like Kobe. It was just he retired the day after the season ended and has not been back. So I guess that's just how...
quietly.
Hey, Mark, I want to give a big shout-out to Mont Blanc Car Service. That's Mont, MONTBLACECS, Mont Blanc Executive Car Service. They are a private car transportation company that caters to the downtown metropolis and surrounding Los Angeles area, specializing in airport transfers, private events, high-end clientele, and the corporate elite. So check them out at MontBlanc.ecs.com because that's the service the Harris brothers use when they need a car service.
Wow.
Mont Blanc ECS. That's kind of almost like a tongue twister. Mont Blanc ECS, Executive Car Service.
Love it.
Love it.
Love
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. But
so the Dodgers ended up with a win, which is great. I mean, it was a complete blowout. But what I heard from watching the game yesterday was that the Padres this season's a wash.
Yeah, they're the worst.
They signed away all their potential big players that they had.
Yep.
Didn't sign anybody new, and so there's nothing else going on for the team.
Yeah,
so
they're the bottom of the barrel, so it's a great way for the Dodgers to start because not only do the Dodgers play them the first three games here at home, the next three games are in San Diego on the road. So they should start out the season 6-0 or 5-1. But I love it. The Cubs, I love the Cubs, and so do you. But
yeah,
I love
lost.
It. Dodgers, 1-0. Cubs, 0-1.
Yep.
Yeah.
But like our friend Mark Grimm, he says, later with the Dodgers.
Now,
from what I recall,
Mark Grimm doesn't have any connections or ties with Chicago. But
well,
he's just
you know, you don't really have to, I guess, if you really want to be
a... It's just like Mark, our buddy Guy Carboneau, in Chicago with the Cubs and the White Sox, and his team is the California Angels or the Los Angeles Angels.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you don't have to have that connection by being from there or know somebody that's there. You just love the team for what the team is and what the team represents. But great way to start the new season. They've got new seats over there at the lower sections of Dodger Stadium. It's a light baby blue, which is beautiful. I think it's 2,000 seats on the bottom. They've got new seats down
What's it called? Oh, just new seats and a new special section?
Well, the different sections. The dugout club's got them and all the ones. There's 2,000 seats all the way at the bottom. All the closest near the front. They are all brand new seats.
Speaking of the dugout club, we've had the pleasure of attending quite an experience
to
be at
the
Dodger game.
Love.
You ever watch? Speaking of that, you ever watch the Lopez show?
No, you mean talking about on TV Land?
Yeah, I only watched it last week because it followed that new show Nobody's. I love it. It's about him, and he plays himself just in Hollywood. And last week he was talking about going to the Dodger game with the dugout club. But it's a great show. It's 30 minutes. It's all about him being George Lopez in L.A.
I didn't even know that show existed until I was watching the show last week called Nobody's. And then when they went to the commercial, they said George Lopez show come, or the Lopez show. First, there was the George Lopez show, which was the sitcom in the 90s Then there was his talk show, the George Lopez show, which lasted, I think, about 2 years. maybe not even 2 years, that went away, and now we got the Lopez show. Didn't even know about it on TV Land, but
yeah.
So he's playing himself, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know about it either, Mark.
But he's playing himself, who's George Lopez, the comedian?
Yeah, in L.A., and what I saw last week was he got a gig being in Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
What do they call those when you're there playing for 2 months?
Oh, yeah, yeah, a residency.
And, yeah, and he hates it.
Oh.
Because it's the same show every night. He comes down in the elevator. A big shout-out, by the way, to Robert Christian. Robert Christian, he's tuning in. He's listening to the show right now.
Oh, great, Yeah, he did an interview with me a couple weeks ago about my campaign.
Right, he's thinking about calling in, but he thinks we're talking too much sports. We're just starting out the show, Robert, on sports.
Well, we're
across the board.
On another note about sports, you know as well as I do, I'm an equestrian. I love the ponies, it's the sport of kings. I love going to Santa Anita. I loved going to Hollywood Park when it was around. Los Alamitos, Del Mar opening weekend, the Kentucky Derby. So this weekend is no less. It's the 75th? I don't know. Or the 81st running of the Santa Anita Derby at Santa Anita Park. Now, I've gone the last 3 years in a row, which has been fantastic. Now, the Santa Anita Derby, this is Derby weekend across the country. There's the Arkansas Derby, there's the Santa Anita Derby, there's a few other derbies that the winners of these derbies are going on to the Kentucky Derby, which is 4 weeks from Saturday. So this Saturday's racing at the Santa Anita Park, Santa Anita Derby, is going to be a great race because whoever wins the Santa Anita Derby most likely will be going on to compete in the
Most likely or will?
Will be going on to the Santa Anita Derby. So I want to do a big shout-out to our friends at Santa Anita Park. SantaAnita.com. It's the great race place, and it has been since the 30s. You know that as well as I do. But this weekend is a little bit special, too, because in addition to the racing in the Santa Anita Derby, Santa Anita is hosting the annual Santa Anita 5K run, where thousands of people join up to run this thing.
And Stacey ran it last year, didn't she?
No, it was about 5 years ago she ran this thing. And kudos to her because it took her every bit of energy had to do it because she's not a runner. She conditioned or she trained for it for a year or whatever, but she got a nice little medal. And so it's a neat thing because thousands of people run in this thing, and you get to run on the track at the end and come running to the finish line is literally the finish line for the race, which is great. But Santa Anita Park has so much to offer. They've got the chandelier room,
which we love.
Yeah, we love it. They've got the Woodford Reserve room.
That's new, right?
Which is fairly new, yeah. The 100 to 1 Club, which is brand new, which the great thing about the 100 to 1 Club is forever and ever, right outside of Santa Anita Park, was this old little bar right there on Huntington Drive, and it was called the 100 to 1 Club, and they had this great neon sign, 100 to 1 Club. And it was a local hangout to go, and you could have a belt before the race, after the race, or whatever. And so they tore it down last year or 2 years ago, but Santa Anita Park purchased the old neon sign, the 100 to 1 Club, which is what they now have inside the 100 to 1 room over there inside of Santa Anita. And so this weekend, during the Santa Anita Derby, they've got great great specials available inside the 100 to 1 Club, inside the Woodford Reserve room, the Bud Light Lounge. So a lot of stuff is going on this weekend at Santa Anita. So go to SantaAnita.com. It's the great race place. See what kind of options they've got, what kind of things you'd like to do. And if you're a member of the Thoroughbred Club, which I am, you get the free T-shirt. Only members of the Thoroughbred Club.
Well, I think I'm a member of that. Is that what I get? Because I get all those freebies too. So does that mean I'm a member of the club?
If you're a member of the Thoroughbred Club, you have you get this great T-shirt.
Yeah,
and
I
I've had them going back for years.
I used my last shirt to wash my car this weekend.
Yeah, I've got them for years and years and years. And in addition to that, they've got Clocker's Corner over there. So you can go and watch the first thing in the morning, a.m., to watch the horses run and practice for that day. Free coffee. They give out free coffee to anybody who goes there. They've got a great breakfast burrito. You can mingle with the trainers, the owners. It's a great place to go. So, again, SantaAnita.com. We hope to be there this weekend for the running of the Santa Anita Derby. And have a great time.
Fantastic. I'd like to say a big thank you, Mark, to the Food Network and the Beat Bobby Flay Show as we're getting ready to partner with the Food Network, I think, for the sixth time, and the Beat Bobby Flay Show for the fourth time as they're getting ready for season number 9. We're lucky enough to hop on board to provide these celebrity gift bags for all the invited celebrity guests. Is this the fourth time, Mark, or is this the fifth time that we're partnering with Bobby Flay?
I think it's the fifth.
It's the fifth time. Okay, so seventh time with Food Network as we partnered with them for the New York Food Festival, New York Food Taste released, and what is it called for Miami and for New York that we did?
Well, Miami was the South Beach Food and Wine Festival, yeah, sponsored by Food Network.
That's right. So our seventh time partnering with the Food Network and Beat the Bobby Flay Show. So we're very fortunate to be on board with that, and we've been working with this the last couple weeks, and a lot of wonderful brands have come on board to be involved
Speaking
with the
Bobby
gifting.
Speaking about Bobby Flay, he's an equestrian as well. He's a horse owner, and he's an ambassador for the Breeders' Cup.
Yeah.
Did you see him on the Today Show this morning?
I did, and I thought there was a...
Something's up with the eyebrows.
We love Bobby Flay, right on to you. But today, for some reason, Bobby...
Well, a couple weeks ago, too, I saw that, and I mentioned it.
Yeah, and...
And Stacy was home, and I said, you got to come and check
this
out.
I'm not quite sure if that's the fashion.
She thinks he may have had, like, an eyebrow lift or an eyelid lift, and because of that, it had some adjustments to do with the eyebrows.
Yeah. Well, either way, thanks again, Mr. Flay, Bobby, and the Food Network and Beat Bobby Flay Show so for partnering with Wild Creations and the Harris Brothers on getting involved with all your gifting needs once again. We're excited to be on board. In fact,
I just caught one of his episodes last week, the Beat Bobby Flay.
Oh,
they're
fantastic.
Running into reruns all
and
the time.
And then
the
he's
Network.
Got the Iron Chef coming out, so he's super busy. So, but one of the
Plus,
brands,
he owns all his restaurants, too, all these restaurants, and then he's an equestrian. You know, what I thought was strange in the interview today, you know, he owns all these restaurants. In his restaurants, he does not give bread unless you ask for bread,
yeah.
You know, a basket of bread.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you got to have a basket of bread. It's got to come to you. You shouldn't have to ask for it.
I'm on the fence either way.
I love bread.
Just like water. Didn't they do that a while back? They didn't bring water unless
Well, because of the water conservative.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of places are running out of water, which is beyond me.
Yeah.
Here in Southern California, at least, had water shortages. So if you wanted water, you had to ask.
But
I get that, and that makes sense. But when you go to a restaurant, and including especially a nice restaurant like Bobby Flay's, bring out the bread right away.
Like
that gets me coming back.
I go both ways, but either way, thanks again.
You go both ways? You go without the bread?
Yeah, I mean, because I can see they don't give it because they don't want to waste it. So if you want it, you have to ask it. Like I said, I go either way like I am, you know, on the fence with this and that. But anyhow, thanks again for the Bobby Flay Show. And speaking of that, two brands are going to be participating in our upcoming gift bag marker, Mama Taylor's Treats. And what they are is the best
fudge. Slow down, Holmes. Slow down.
Best
we went
fudge,
over this the last time.
Best fudge you've ever had. That's MamaTaylorTreats.com. Check them out and get to their website and order some of the best fudge you've ever had. I love fudge. I mean, absolutely love fudge. And one of the other brands that's also participating, Mark, is Sweet Fire Salsa.
Did you get the website,
Matt? I did.
Oh.
Yeah. Sweet Fire Salsa. And that is sweetfiresalsa.com. And there's nothing else quite like it. Sweet Fire Gourmet Salsa is sweet and hot at the same time. I like sweet and hot at the same time. Rich, thick, and chunky blends of only the finest local tomatoes, peppers, and onion. And for $5.95, Mark, you can get a bottle. They're located in Michigan, so check them out at sweetfiresalsa.com.
What part of Michigan do you know?
I don't know. It's just on their website. It says made in Michigan.
Hmm.
I guess that's the important thing. Anyhow, check them out. Again, thank you, Bobby Flay, for allowing us to partner. Walking Dead season finale the other day. What were your thoughts?
I only saw part of it. I had to TiVo it because I don't get it until 9, so I'm TiVoing other things. I don't watch that thing live, so don't share the ending with me.
As I won't. I'm just it was an hour and 25 minutes. The last 20 minutes was really, really good, and I thought it's about time because this season, I mean, you got
last couple seasons.
Yeah, last couple seasons. As I'm driving this morning, listening to my sports show, the guy is saying, I don't even want to talk about Walking Dead anymore. I'm tired of it. The last two or three seasons, it's all building up to this Negan thing, and that's all it's about. And every episode, sometimes you can go two episodes without even seeing Rick, you know?
Right.
So,
I don't like how they do that.
I don't like how they do that either. And now it's a war thing, and it ends with Negan saying, we're going to war.
You don't tell me how it ends.
Well, all I said was, he says, we're going to war, and I mean.
So now I guess Negan survives. He's alive.
Well, you know he's not going to get killed, Mark.
Well, one of the main people who died. Apparently,
he'd probably get killed in the series finale. That's how long he's going to be in because everybody likes a villain. But anyhow, just not really. I'll still tune in, but I TiVo it, so I zip through it. But not happy with it. This was like season number 8, I think.
Could be. Every season seems like it's drifting farther and farther away from the main thing.
Yeah, and then so in June is that other dead movie show, Fear the Walking Dead.
Oh, it comes back in June?
Yeah. I'm already confused. They're in Mexico now, right?
Yeah. Well, they have been. I don't know if they're coming back.
Yeah. So I guess too many zombie shows. I can't see myself not watching, but I don't look forward to it like I used to.
Yeah. Well, because I think what we do is we like to see some good dead action with the dead interacting with the living people.
Yeah.
And as we know, this last couple seasons, they've been drifting more away from it. I mean, years ago, they used to be bloodthirsty, grotesque killings and massive blood.
Now the zombies are like a back burner of the story.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's secondary.
Yeah.
The zombies
it's
are
more
secondary.
About the feud, you know? And these,
yeah.
these...
But like you said, I'll still watch it.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't know this. Well, a lot of people may know this, that I'm running for mayor of the city of Monrovia,
yes,
in California. The election is 1 week from today. It's April 11th. Mark Harris for mayor of Monrovia.com. Go there. See my issues, my political views on things, what I want to do to turn the city around. It's a tough election this year. I'm running against a career politician who's been involved in politics for over 20 years in the Monrovia area. Monrovia,
I did not know that he was involved for 20 years.
20 years. He's
I did
a,
not know that.
Career, although he's a wealthy business owner, he's a career politician that's been involved with politics in the city for 20 years. Monrovia is a small little municipality outside of Pasadena in Arcadia. People will know of Pasadena and they know of Arcadia with the racetrack and so forth, but nobody knows of Monrovia than the fact that it's named it's the capital city of Liberia in Africa. But other than that, it's a small city of 40,000. Backdrop, the San Gabriel Mountains, beautiful. All City USA, we have that credit to us. Anytown USA, beautiful. Myrtle Avenue is like Main Street USA in Disney. It's a beautiful city, beautiful place to live. I'm not a career politician. I'm running for office for the first time, as a lot of people do run for office for the first time. So with 1 week to go, I just want to get the word out there to tell two friends, go to my website, pick up the phone, call somebody, do some social media, and pass the word to anybody that you know, that may know, or that lives in the city of Monrovia. Vote for Mark Harris for mayor of Monrovia, April 11th. It's a great town, and I'd like to have the opportunity to bring Monrovia back to its glory days of past. So thanks for the support, and thanks, Robert Christian, for having me on your show a couple weeks ago. It was great. Anything, as you know, anytime you run a political campaign, any type of exposure is good exposure. So people have been stealing my signs in Monrovia. They've been passing around
false. Are you sure about that? They're stealing them?
Absolutely. Where did those 10 missing signs go?
Well, like I said, you know, when you and I were campaigning a couple of weeks ago, we came across a neighborhood house that had a sign. So I guess he stole it because he wanted to keep it on his lawn.
Well, I'm telling you, well, he's a fan who borrowed it, but if anybody else wanted a sign, they could have. It's easy to find me. You could request a sign like people have in the past, but for the most part, the signs that are missing were not just borrowed by a fan. They were stolen. They were stolen, and false rumors that have been going out about me and as well, you know, the opponent will do whatever he wants to do, I guess, to win this thing. So he's been a career politician for 20 years. The last election he won by 106 votes by being a very dirty campaign. That's why the former mayor didn't run again this year. So, again, I could use your support and your vote on April 11th. Thanks so much.
Beauty and the Beast, how about that? $350 million. Man, and I knew that was going to make a lot of money.
I'm surprised it hasn't done $500 million by now.
It's only been out 3 weeks. No movie's done half a million in 3 weeks.
It's a great movie. It's a great family movie.
But how about that? And now, what's her name? Emma Watson? Yeah. They're saying that she's going to be the next big thing. She's in some new movie coming out with
Tom Hanks called The Circle.
Yeah. So I guess she's got this on the back end, so she's going to make 50 or 60 million bucks off of this one. But I wonder how much she's getting paid for the next movie or with Tom Hanks. I mean, prior to Beauty and the Beast, what was the last movie? I don't even know what she was in.
Harry Potter, right?
I'm sure she was in something else.
Yeah, but I can't even think of what else it was.
There's the L.A. Fire Department, the paramedics. I'm surprised they're just alone. Don't they come out with the hook and ladder?
Well, they do in the city of Monrovia, they do.
Yeah.
I don't know where they do in Los Angeles.
But, yeah, I don't even know what the last movie she was in. She was, they offered her La La Land, but she passed to do Beauty and the Beast. I guess that was a good career decision to make.
Well, one's money and one's Oscars. So
yeah.
It's hard to say, but she did make the right decision.
Yeah.
I guess in that regard. So, you know, as long as we're doing shout outs, I want to do a shout out to somebody that's been partnering with us for about 2 years now, I guess. It's the Toluca Lake Tennis and Fitness Club in beautiful Toluca Lake, California. The home of Bob Hope, or was the home of Bob Hope and Bing Crosby for many years until they died. But this is a great place, the Toluca Lake Tennis and Fitness Club. It's right there, right by the studios. Warner. It's right in back of Warner Brothers Studios, I would think.
Directly in back.
And then there
A river separates them. River is just. And when I say river, I'm not talking the Mississippi.
It's the LA River.
Yeah, it's just a small
river. They're about
river.
5 minutes from Disney Studios. Actually, it's great. It's located next to Warner Brothers and Universal Studios. The Toluca Lake Tennis and Fitness Club specializes in providing superior tennis and fitness service to Hollywood's entertainment professionals and everyone in the Los Angeles area.
We're members, aren't we?
We are. We are members. And you know what? The Toluca Lake Fitness and Tennis Club, they're honored to be recognized as the 2015 and 2016 Best Health and Fitness Club in Los Angeles by the LA Daily News Reader's Choice Awards.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a great place to go play tennis. It's a good place to go and schmooze and network. It's a really cozy place. Our buddy Cato Kalin from OJ fame is also a member there.
I hear he's got a pretty good swing, too.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good swing. I'm looking forward to going there and taking him on. But the website is tltennisandfitness.com. The phone number is 323-851-6000. The address is 6711 Forest Lawn Drive in beautiful Toluca Lake, California. So once again, thanks so much for participating. Big shout-out to Adam James, general manager. He's a great guy and a great business partner of ours. So thanks for everything at the Toluca Lake Tennis and
Hopefully
Fitness
we'll
Club.
Get in there one of these days pretty soon, sooner than later. Maybe before it starts
heating up. Gotta make time.
In the summertime, it's usually too hot, but now's the right time. It's the springtime.
Yep.
Again, big shout-out to our sponsor of our show today, SoapsByCheryl.com. That's Soaps by Cheryl with an S. SHERYL.com. SoapsByCheryl.com. Check them out. They are sponsoring the show today. And man, I love their soap, too, by the way. They sent us a couple extra.
You know what I saw this morning? I didn't even know about this. Do you know about the big soccer match coming here in July?
No. Who is it? Is it Brazil or Mexico?
No, I'm talking about big soccer match homes.
Oh,
the
Manchester.
The biggest in the world.
Manchester?
Yeah, with my team, Real Madrid.
Galaxy?
Galaxy, no.
Well, they do that every once in a while.
I don't know when the last time they were here like this. But, yeah, July 26th at Coliseum, at the Memorial Coliseum. It's going to be the match of the ages, Manchester versus my team, Real Madrid.
Yeah, well, my team is Manchester. They're the most expensive sporting franchise on the planet.
Now if they can only start winning.
Yeah.
But anyhow, it's Los Angeles, July 26th, 2017 at the World.
July what?
2017. So this should be some match, right? Today's LA Times.
Yeah, the city of Los Angeles loves their soccer, and Real Madrid has, what's his name?
Yeah, Ronaldo. So I've got my hat.
Hey,
I
got a hat, too. Did you see that statue of...
Awful.
I mean,
didn't look anything like it.
Was that a joke?
Didn't look anything like it.
That's pretty insulting.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It didn't look anything like him.
Yeah, but it was like a humorous type thing. Anyhow, how much would take us for that? Is that a weekend?
I don't know. I only saw that today.
Is that a weekend?
I don't know. I saw this just before I left this morning. It says go to internationalchampionshipcup.com to purchase tickets.
Is that a weekend?
You just asked me that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Didn't hear what you said.
I've got to go to the website and check.
See that show last week, Nobody's?
Yeah, I watched it.
What'd you think of it?
I won't watch it again. It was okay. I think I'd like it better if there were some names in it. I don't know who these three people are. I know What's-Her-Face was in there. Melissa McCarthy, I think, or her husband was in there last week.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But I don't think she was.
Not yet, but
I think
she's supposed to be in eventually, right?
Because
she's
It reminds me of kind of like Episodes with What's-His-Face.
Yep. Which is supposed to come back. What happened to it?
Yeah. But without a big name in it or without being on like a cable, there's no cussing or anything like that, which always makes it a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
It's TV Land is kind of like too G-rated, I think. So it really wasn't that inviting.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it to see what it was all about.
So that's it. You won't give it another one? Yeah, you turned me into it. I watched it. I mean, I didn't know anything about it. You told me about it. But see, that being said, I didn't know anything about it. I kind of liked it. I liked how they were pitching the show, but unless they had somebody, it wasn't going anywhere. So they just said that Melissa McCarthy was involved in it. What was the show that she was on that made her famous, that comedy where she was heavyset cop?
Right.
That's what that cop
Bill and Molly or Molly and Sal or something like that.
Is that still on?
I don't think so.
Because the guy that played her boyfriend in that show, the cop, he's playing Colonel Parker in that show, which I love on the...
Colonel Tom Parker?
Colonel Tom Parker in the WB Sun Records. I love it.
But he's never playing, heard of it.
Yeah, it's on every Thursday. It's great. Johnny Cash, young Johnny Cash.
You're saying that's on KTLA, so it's just network TV?
Yeah. It's with... they got. It's about young Elvis Presley, young Johnny Cash, young... Who's seeing Great Balls of Fire?
He's still alive, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah,
but boy, he must be 90 something.
And
right?
The music is great, Mark. Because when we were at that Kodak party in Oscar night, that band that was playing there, they're in the show. So it's great music, and it's a great. It's not as good as Riverdale though, but pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Mm. Hey, I don't think we said we mentioned the NCAA tournament the other day or earlier today, but we didn't give a shout out to North Carolina beating Gonzaga. Big shout out to Gonzaga.
Yeah, it was a close game, boy. And I thought Gonzaga would pull it off.
It could have went anyway. You know the thing that gets me? I watched an hour's worth of post show talking to everybody. Everybody, and they're just the way everybody was talking was that Gonzaga shouldn't have even been in that game. But in reality,
they're only in that game because you keep winning.
They're only 20 seconds away from winning the game.
Yeah.
I mean, the way things just turned around literally the last minute with a rebound, a turnover, and a three-pointer, literally within the last 60 seconds of that game, it could have went anyway. So nobody in all the post shows that I watched, nobody was saying, hey, they literally came 30 seconds from winning that game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was just saying what they didn't do was this and what North Carolina did was this, but yeah, big shout out to Gonzaga for anybody who even wants to go to school up in Spokane.
I like how they did a shout out to about Bing Crosby going there. Yep. That was nice.
Yeah, Bing Crosby, John Stockton. Other than that, who else?
Yeah, I think that might be it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got 4 weeks from Sunday is the annual Greystone Mansion Concourse d'Elegance
at
the historical Greystone Mansion in Beverly Hills. It's a great event. We've gone the last 3 years in a row. The website is greystoneconcourse.org, and that's GREYSTONECONCOURS.org. Now, the reason I spell it that because a lot of people don't really know how to spell concourse. There are different ways to spell it, so I wanted to make sure that we got the actual correct spelling out there. But it's a great event. The Greystone Mansion, I think, was built in the early 20s for oil baron E.L. Doheny, site of the Doheny murder in the 50s, I believe. But anyhow, this is a great... The Greystone Manor is owned by the City of Beverly Hills, and every year they have this Concourse d'Elegance, which is fantastic. For the price of your ticket, you get to tour the 46,000-square-foot Doheny Mansion in the heart of Beverly Hills, which is quite extraordinary. I mean, it's an old-money mansion is what I like to call it. But included in the price, you get the tour of the 46,000-square-foot Doheny Mansion. Unlimited gourmet food provided by Truly Yours Catering, which is, if you know as well as I know the last few years, the food has been exemplary. I mean, it's delicious.
Yeah, fantastic.
Unlimited beverages and libations.
In different stations throughout the grounds.
By Stella Artois and Asombroso Tequila. Tito's Vodka in Longshot Coffee. In addition to that, they've got they'll be selling some products, and they've got lecture series going on throughout the weekend, which is fantastic.
We met Jay Leno there last year.
We did.
He pulled up that beautiful car of his.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah. He drove it there himself. It was
everybody
huge.
Knows Jay Leno as the master of car collection.
Yeah.
So very cordial. He took time out to meet with us. We chatted with him for about 12, 13 minutes. Took photos and did some social media when we were there. So it was great. We were great meeting him. So, you know, this is a great thing. I encourage everybody to go. It's 4 weeks from upcoming Sunday, which is, I believe, May. Let's see. It's May 7th.
Oh, so it's right after the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it always has been. Yeah, it's always has been. So that's GreystoneConcourse.org. Go there, visit it, and I encourage you to buy your tickets. Tickets are still available. Have a great time.
So, boy, let's go down in the next couple of weeks, including our...
Well, we're heading into spring now.
Yeah.
You know, so when spring comes around here in SoCal, it's packed with...
Yeah.
So
we're about 4 weeks away from our Food Network Beat Bobby Flay gift back opportunity.
4 weeks.
A lot of opportunities to still get in. Another company, Mark, that is also involved with the gifting is Natalie's Gourmet Foods. And this is something different. They do beet. So I love beets, and I love salsa. I've never had beet salsa, but check them out, at NataliesGourmetFoods.com for some of the best beet salsa around. It's the original beet salsa market. Beet salsa with cilantro, garlic and lime. I guess everything tastes better with garlic, right?
Oh, you have to.
But again, I love beets. I mean, I really do. And I love salsa. So how about the combination together? So big shout out to Natalie's GourmetFoods.com. And thank you for being involved with our gifting opportunity. I'm sure Bobby Flay and his team and all the invited celebrities participating with the upcoming season are going to love your brand. So hopefully we'll get a jar too, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
One of the best things about doing our gig is we get we get stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Whether it's a jar of salsa or whether it's a round-trip vacation package to Hawaii or a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses, we get one on the extra pack.
Whatever it is, the Harris Brothers gets them off the top.
Off the top.
Right. Hey, we had a new episode, not a new episode, but a classic Storage Wars episode run last night on the FYI Network.
FYI.
FYI, yeah.
Is that for your information?
Yeah. In addition to the A&E Network, they run the classic Storage Wars episodes on FYI. So it was on last night for 9:30. But we got the new season coming up 1 week from today.
Yeah, on your election night.
Yeah. No, not on the election night. It's 1 week from tomorrow. I'm sorry. It's the 12th. The election is the 11th. Oh. Storage Wars is the 12th. Wednesday the 12th.
I thought they were on the same day.
They are not.
Well, Storage Wars used to be on Tuesday. So
always.
It's Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen the new previews. It looks like, I'm not sure if Laura and Dan are still on there, but I saw
another auctioneer.
Auctioneer on there.
I did too. Okay. So you make a good point. I don't know if they've got
the... And speaking of the new look, how about Daryl Sheets? The thinner look.
Well, I've been saying that for months now because we've been following him on the social media. And he looks thin.
Thin, yeah.
Which
So a week from tomorrow, then 8 days.
Yeah,
is
new episode. Days, should be interesting.
7 days till your election, 8 days till the new season.
Coincidental?
And I'm sure everybody is
coincidental?
Asking, are we returning?
Yeah, everybody is asking.
You're going to have to tune in, right?
I've got fellow Monrovians asking me that, too. They're saying, well, I got the election on Tuesday, and then I got to watch your new show on Wednesday. Are you guys back? Well, tune in on the A&E Network on Wednesday, April 12th.
Hey, so where did Scott Disick get all his money from?
Appearances, I guess, right?
But, you get paid $10,000 to $30,000 for his appearances. He's driving around town in a new Rolls Royce and a Lamborghini every week.
And I've been saying that, Matt. These aren't his cars.
And he's buying and selling these houses now.
Yeah.
I saw something he posted on Twitter the other day. It was the Scott Disick Parade. He was driving his brand new Mercedes G-Truck, followed by his Lamborghini, followed by his Wraith. It was the Scott Disick Parade. And he posted this on Instagram or Twitter. And I'm thinking, well, I guess, you don't make money in reality shows.
No.
But I guess the Kardashians at this point in time is a little different.
Well, I could see the Kardashians making some real money,
right.
But not him.
Yeah. So.
And like you said, the appearance fees are only $20,000, $30,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, he's not making the kind of money that he needs to buy all these cars and to buy all this real estate. I think it's all in the show.
This was on social media, so.
Yeah, you're doing the social media off through the show. If I'm driving a Wraith, I'm going to take some pictures of that, and I'm going to post it on the social media. I think that's all part of his arrangement with Rolls Royce and Lamborghinis that he does his promotion on there. How many followers do you have on social media?
I didn't look. But last time I looked, it was like a couple hundred thousand.
Oh.
I mean, it's not like the Kardashians, but.
And I've been saying this a while. I don't think that. These cars he's driving are his cars. He doesn't get that kind of money, so, But anyhow, new season of Storage Wars comes back next week, so it should be interesting to see how that goes. And I don't know. I mean, what else is going on out there?
We got an event coming up, don't we?
An event?
ESPYs?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's July, so it's 3 months away. So we are Wild Creations is producing our annual celebration of the ESPY Awards on Tuesday, July 11th in Hollywood. And it's a great event because we invite all the sports stars that are nominated for Emmys, not Emmys, ESPYs, past ESPY winners, SB presenters. I mean, last year was great because we had Richard Jefferson off of the – Richard Jefferson, right?
Yeah. From the Cleveland Cavaliers.
At that time, they just won the championship a month earlier about a month earlier or 3 weeks earlier. So it was cool to have him at the gifting suite fresh off of his
victory.
Championship, right?
Yeah.
So that's
he showed up with
Terrell Owens
and –
somebody
oh,
else. Another guy from the Cavaliers.
Shannon Tatum or – Richard Chan, another Cavalier. Yeah. Hey, did we mention, Mark, that we're going to be judging this year's Miss New Jersey USA pageant?
We didn't even touch base on the beauty pageants yet.
We have not associated with with that pageant at all. I mean, but
well, yeah, that you're right. We've never judged New Orleans. A couple times we came close.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple times we came
but
close.
But we have not. But looking forward to that's later this year. And also we're going to be judging Miss South Carolina, which is taking place in Charleston, which is fantastic. Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see the travel section in the LA Times the other day, the write-up about the Tijuana?
Yeah.
Boy, I
never knew that the Caesar salad was originated in Tijuana.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
After reading this, I'm thinking, I wouldn't mind going back down there. And it's hard to – I know Uber is global. It's all over the place. But for some reason, I just can't picture Uber cruising around Tijuana.
No. Well, a lot of places around the world, you can't picture that, too, that they get the Uber. But I find that fascinating that the Caesar salad was invented by Caesar something or other down there in Tijuana in 1924. And as a matter of fact – what's his name? It's got the guy's name on there. This last name Caesar. What's his first name?
I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
I knew what you're
well, let's say
about.
It's Joe Caesar. Joe Caesar has his Caesar's salad dressing out in the store.
Yeah.
So the guy that invented the Caesar salad back in the 20s, I'm sure somebody licensed the name, and they've got the name. It might be through Kraft or whoever knows. But the guy who invented it, Joe Caesar, it should be up at the top there, man. Yeah, it should be either in the picture or in the first line or the second paragraph of the article. He's actually got his bottle of Caesar dressing out there at the store, which I thought was kind of cool. But, you know, I like that. That's really neat. But, yeah, interesting. You know, I haven't been to Tijuana.
Ooh, 20 years, I'm thinking.
Yeah. No, actually, I think the last time I was there was in 99 or 98 when I went down there to get my Louis Vuitton briefcase.
Yeah. But, that was about the same time. I used to go down there all the time, but, gosh, it's been that long.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious to see.
Well, based on this article, it seems like it's coming around.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I mean, like I said, I'm reading it, and I thought it was very inviting. You know, you just park the car on the border, $20, just walk across. But it's coming back in the States. You got to worry about it. You got to worry about getting back to the... You know, walking in there, anybody... You saw... What was that new movie called? The No Country for Old Men?
Yeah.
just walk. They don't care who's coming in, but getting out, you want to make sure that you're getting back okay. Hey, there was also an article in the Saturday...
About bread.
Interesting article. A lot of breads.
But, you know, like they put down there the proof, which used to be the rolling pin.
Yeah.
But they don't even sell bread. So they're just a bakery.
Yeah.
The article was about the best breads in L.A., I believe. Is that what it's titled?
Well, it's breaking bread in L.A., not
okay.
about the best.
Well, they don't have bread there.
Yeah.
So I don't see how you could include it in there.
Yeah.
But this proof used to be the rolling pin, which is when we were kids. We used to go there to get the best Christmas cookies out there.
What's that area? Oh, Atwater Village.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's somewhat bohemian, cool, hip, and trendy.
Yeah, cool. Great. Really, really nice. You know, as always, do you know what our Snapchat following is, or what our
Snapchat's really we have an account, but neither one of us use it,
you know, which is a shame.
But you know, the whole Snapchat thing—it's so popular, but it's something that's only like 15 seconds, and it dissolves 24 hours later.
Yeah, that's the popular. This guy's made billions off of it.
Yeah, so it's like a fragment.
Yeah.
So, but no, I don't know what it is. But why'd you bring that up?
Oh, because usually, you know, as we're nearing the end of the show, I like to do our social media things, which is facebook.com/wildcreations.
You want to give a big shout out to Theracane Mark? I know we got it.
Last time we just got an email from him. That came in an hour ago.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is,
I don't have the information in front of me.
Well, no, I'm just going to say a big shout out to a brand called Theracane.com. They might be involved. They've been several of our events in the past, and they're entertaining the thought about coming in and being involved with our ESPY event in July. So
great, it's a great thing to have.
Yeah, Theracane.com. Check it out, and it's that's, we always say, Mark, that's a perfect gift. It's a big,
especially
gift
for the ESPYs. Nice, it's a massager.
Yeah,
you know, you want to keep in shape, physically fit.
Yeah,
get Theracane.com.
Yeah,
but Facebook.com. I don't know. We got 10,000 friends on 5, Facebook 000. Or something 5, like 000. That. You know, I always like to do a quick shout out because we could always use more friends on Facebook.
Yep,
more friends on Twitter or you know whatever. So Twitter.com,
especially Twitter, Mark, because we got hacked.
Yeah, we got hacked.
We had to
start off from scratch.
Yeah.
Which is screwy.
Ridiculous.
But it's a way of life, I guess, in today's society.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's twitter.com/kingsofswag on A&E, I think is our new...
Yeah.
Is our thing, right? And then we're on LinkedIn. Just go to linkedin.com/wildcreations.
Really quick, let me jump in there, Mark. It's kingsofswag on A&E.
Oh, on A&E.
I'm sorry, @kingsofswagAE. That's it.
What is
it's
it again?
@kingsofswagAE.
So it's twitter.com @kingsofswagAE.
Huh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then naturally we're on the MySpace, Flickr. What other ones
Flickr?
Are we on? What other ones are we on there?
Is Flickr even still around? I know we got all those
else?
Photos up there.
Is that it when it comes to
MySpace,
social media? Oh, Instagram.
Facebook,
Do you have the Instagram tag? Do you have the Instagram tag?
Not.
You don't know what that is?
Wow Hollywood. It's Wow Hollywood.
So it's Instagram.com/WowHollywood?
Yeah.
Go there. Watch it. Next weekend's the next Tuesday's the opening of the new season for Storage Wars. So hopefully we're on.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday, Mark? Because right now you said
it's
Tuesday.
Wednesday. Yeah,
okay.
It's Wednesday. Yeah, okay. I keep getting mixed up, but it's next Wednesday. So
Didn't Duck Dynasty just recently end?
Last week, I think, was the end of it, right?
Boy, that went on for a while.
Hey, how about Dancing with the Stars, huh? What a bunch of zeros.
So Charo must have been really bad.
Oh, she was terrible.
Yeah, but I saw that Nick guy. He was in the final two.
He's bad, too.
Wow.
Yeah, they had four that were all real bad. Charo.
Mr. T.
Nick. And what's the guy that got off last week? Chris Kattan.
Yeah.
The four of these, they're all bad. So next week, it would be Mr. T, but he's got a huge following. And even though he danced crappy, the judges still loved his performance. So
wow.
I think next week, Nick goes. Because if you don't watch The Bachelor,
doesn't
you don't know
he
Nick.
Have the vote, too, because he's a cancer survivor?
Who's this?
Mr. T.
Cancer survivor.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about
survived,
that.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't
mention
it on the show.
Well,
so.
Last week they did, Mark. When I tuned in to watch the starting, I just watched all the introductions, and he mentioned it. He's a cancer survivor.
I
knew that though. But he says, "I'm a fighter. I beat cancer. Mm. I beat this, and I'm going to beat this too."
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well, unfortunately, he won't win. He's just terrible. But he'll go a couple weeks because he's a nice guy. And he's just awful.
Yeah.
But good show. The zeros they got on the show are incredible. But, yeah, Nick will probably go next week because, again, if you don't watch The Bachelor, you don't know who Nick is. And I particularly don't like him.
But I think, in my opinion, people that watch The Bachelor watch Dancing with the Stars. They're both on ABC. Seems like the demographic is the same. And they
Dancing
follow
with the Stars, you got older people. The Bachelors, you're not going to get the older people watching.
They got the young people dancing.
Yeah, but yeah, they do. But the demographic really isn't the young people that watch. The demographic for Dancing with the Stars is not.
But I think they follow into it, like the people that watch the Super Bowl. They follow into the show that follows it, just like The Bachelor ended.
Yeah, but
last
it's not
week.
Directly after the Super Bowl.
No, but I mean they constantly pitch it during the season of The Bachelor. Coming up next week is the Dancing with the Stars. So I think they just like that time slot. And they just kind of just jump on board. Either way.
Well, we had a great show today. We thank everybody for listening. We're here. You can listen to us around the world 24/7, 365, anytime, anywhere you want. LATalkRadio.com, Channel 2, The Tastemakers, from your desktop, iPad, iPhone, Android.
Should we give a shout-out to maybe that new show that we might be doing?
Not yet. But okay. The Harris Brothers are currently working on something right now that you might be seeing a lot more of us. So, until our next show, or follow us on social media around the world, as our good friend Pitbull always says, every day above ground is a good day.
Later.
Ciao.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.